Canada's Environment Commissioner is raising a black flag over pesticides. In a report issued today, Joanne Jeannina questions the government's commitment to the environment on several fronts. But perhaps most troubling is her research on the management and evaluation of pesticides in Canada. It seems that her most recent audit has revealed a lot of bugs in the system. Joanne Jeannina is Canada's Commissioner of the Environment and Sustainable Development. She's in Ottawa.
Ms. Jeannina, how many pesticides are we using in Canada?
It's very difficult to answer your question because the agency, the Pest Management Regulatory Agency, cannot give us that answer. We are asking for a database for more than 10 years now, and we still don't have that information.
So we don't even keep a list of what we're using?
We cannot have that information. And if you ask the agency what is the widely used pesticide in Canada, the agency will refer on information, 1994 information for that.
But they all have to be approved or go through some approval process, don't they?
Absolutely. And the agency is the body that makes sure that every pesticide that gets on the market has a proper registration.
But the question is, I guess, whether or not the approval they're getting is sufficient.
If we look at the what we call the new pesticides, so the one for which applicant present a submission, what we are seeing here is that last year at least half of the new pesticides that were put on the market got a temporary registration, which means that the full evaluation, the full assessment of the pesticide was not finalized. So that's one thing. If we look at the old pesticide, and this is really the most serious concern that we have, in this case, we know that there's a little bit more than 400 old pesticide at the moment on the market for which the agency cannot tell if they are safe or not because they were registered under less stringent standards.
Is anybody doing testing on these now?
The agency took the commitment many years ago, in fact, when it was established in 95, that it will do the all reevaluation of all pesticide. But so far, they have done 6 reevaluation, and of those 6, they were either removed from the market or have gone through more stringent restriction with respect to their use.
And the other 394, we don't know.
We don't know.
But that's not very good news. If the 6 they did look at, they'd restrict it more, is it?
That's what I'm saying.
The new ones that have the temporary registration, why are they given temporary registration? And how much do we not know about these?
Once again, I cannot answer that question because when we did our audit, there was no information. The reason why they were going through the fast track in some way was not documented, so I cannot answer your question. And this is another concern that I raised through my report.
That sounds pretty, as though we don't know very much at all.
And that's the issue. I mean, I just can't understand, and I have to say that I'm appalled with what I've found through my audit, that Canadian cannot get an answer to a simple question as, are pesticides that are on the market are safe?
Did you find that they've been tested elsewhere? I mean, what about U.S. testing?
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is doing a similar job to the PMRA, the Canadian agency, and more the agency is going on a path where they will rely more on the United States to get the assessment done and transfer in some way the decision that will be taken in the U.S. and apply it here in Canada. That may speed up the process, but we don't know yet.
So what should we be doing about this?
But I guess all Canadians should not assume that pesticides are safe simply because they are on the market. And I think that's the most important message that I would like to leave to Canadians. And they should ask questions, and they should put pressure on the agency to make sure that the job will be done, and the faster the better.
And in the meantime, we're spraying the country from coast to coast, and we haven't a clue what the long-term results will be.
It's true, and we have an example in our report on what is going on with pesticides that are used on lawns and turf. And the agency committed to reevaluate 8 of those pesticides that Canadians used by 2001, and only three of them so far have been reevaluated, and more stringent restrictions were put on those pesticides. So that gives you an idea.
And you brought some of these concerns up before.
Absolutely. In fact, it's my third one, but the Office of the Auditor General raised an issue on the management of pesticide as far as 15 years ago. And we keep saying that some of the work that needs to be done has not been done. And I have to say that the progress is very, very slow.
All right, Ms. Jelena, thank you for again raising these matters with us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Joanne Jelena is the Environment Commissioner with the Office of the Auditor General.